USA Radio News.
President Trump announced he's canceling his G20 meeting with Russian President Vladimir Putin over tensions with Ukraine. President Trump, though, will be meeting with the leader of China, and Republican Senator John Thune tells Fox News, "We need to get our trade deals worked out.
I'm hoping that there will be some constructive discussions that get held and hopefully some forward progress with respect to the trade relationship that we have with China, that they will end some of these trade abuses and create a more level playing field."
In other news, President Trump's personal attorney, Michael Cohen, pleads guilty to lying to Congress about a Russian real estate deal sought by then-candidate Mr. Trump in 2016. The president reacts to the news.
He's a weak person, and what he's trying to do is get a reduced sentence. So he's lying about a project that everybody knew about.
More folks are filing for unemployment benefits. The Labor Department reports 234,000 workers filed for first-time claims last week. This is USA Radio News.
An official message from Medicare. Open enrollment ends soon.
So now's the time to be open-minded.
Look at everything, like prescription drug plans and Medicare Advantage plans from private insurers.
Why? Because plans change. So can your health needs.
I found lower costs and extra benefits and saved money.
Open to something better? Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE today.
Open enrollment ends December 7th.
Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
The wait is finally over. Dell's biggest Cyber Week ever is on. Save big on Cyber Week deals, plus get free shipping on everything. With massive deals on Dell computers with 8th Gen Intel Core processors, the hottest gaming gear, and top brand electronics like Google Smart Home, it's a sale you won't want to miss. Just call 800-BUY-DELL or visit Dell.com/Cyber Week. Call 800-BUY-DELL for more Cyber Week deals.
Consumers really boosted their spending in October. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports from Washington.
Consumer spending was up in October, growing at the fastest pace in 7 months, while consumer incomes rose by the largest amount in 9 months. Both are good signs for future economic growth. Consumer spending in the report from the Commerce Department rising a sharp 0.6% in October, the biggest increase since a similar gain in March, and three times faster than the 0.2% September performance. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Paul Canero is charged with murdering his brother's wife, and their two children before setting their home on fire. The Monmouth County prosecutor says Canero shot his brother outside the mansion, then shot his sister-in-law and stabbed their two children inside the home. They believe this all stems back to money. Canero will be making his first appearance in court on Friday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Republican Speaker of the House Paul Ryan sat down with the Washington Post for an interview as he prepares to retire after serving in Congress for 20 years. The speaker talks about his two biggest regrets in Congress.
It is debt and immigration are the two big issues that if we get right in this country, we will have a great 21st century. If we get those two issues right. What are those issues? Specifically with debt, it is health care reform. Health care reform is health care entitlements. Health care entitlements, aging of baby boomers, health inflation, that is the driver of the debt that's got to get dealt with. I really believe the bill we passed out of the House, as flawed as it was written because we had to use Senate rules, was still excellent legislation, which would have made a huge difference on health care itself and on debt and deficits. It's the one that got away. On immigration, I really liked I call it the Curbelo bill. It was good lat too. The immigration compromise bill that I put on the floor in July, which satisfied the president's four pillars.
The one that got a majority of Republicans, a bare majority.
Bare, yeah.
But no other Democrats.
That's right. So I think the Democrats decided to take their toys and go away, meaning they weren't going to engage with us on this issue. I think they felt they had a political advantage for the moment. There are a lot of Democrats on the floor who told us that this is a pretty good bill. So if we can put the partisan knives down on the immigration issue, which both sides do, we fix that. And we get the debt under control, there's no stopping our country. Because we already have, I think, good foundation for economic growth.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.